for Dan and Alex.
I guess the question I have is one of the things that seems to be holding up a lot of people from using any one of the gene testing situations, obviously, is the cost. The way they have it said, and I've expressed this to them, is that they have a situation where they say, well, send your hair a sample in, and don't worry, and we'll keep a sample of it, and then we'll retest that as new tests come up. Well, in my mind, that's fine. But for the purebred person who wants to just take care of his high-dollar bull that he is going to have in the stud. Conversely, if I put on a bull sale and I want to get that information out, the chances of ever retesting that bull for anything else are about 1%. Okay? And even if they did want to retest it, and they found out that they sold a purebred bull that's 10 times better than their herd sire, and they go back to the commercial man and buy it back from him, he can then test it. So I think it needs to be brought up to these testing groups that don't save the hair sample. That's got to cost them a lot of money in inventory, time, and space. And so just test it like we do our PI tab, throw the sample away, and give us the information. Because there's a lot of commercial people that would probably try that on their genes, and it could be a marketing, good marketing thing, but the cost is
right. So you're just looking for any way that they can cut costs to help transfer that cost back to the producer. And I think that's a good point, and I think that the way I see it, a lot of it, that what we're dealing with any of these companies versus yeah, it's the marketing plan, the business plan, and whether, you know, how we're going to try and do it. I hope that we can get to the point where the volume is high enough with commercial producers starting to do it and see stock guys that the data gets filtered back into a genetic evaluation system. There's enough people are doing it, it's just by volume that we can start getting those prices to come down. That's what needs to happen now, whether it will or not, I don't know. If you want to...
Yeah, I don't think the storage cost is what making it expensive to apply to.
The discovery is what...
The storage cost is, you're suggesting that by eliminating that, you decrease the price significantly. I would be, I don't know if you want to come in here, but I doubt that that's a very big proportion of the cost of the pay.
Well, maybe not now, but if you test 10 million of them and you want to keep those for an indefinite 5-10 year period of time, you have to take some space someplace. And what liability do they have if they don't have the people? You've got to send the other hair back in. So I don't know. I think you could be exactly right, but it still it takes more time on that computer and it takes more space for them to hold that.
If I understand, you're... Are you talking about a genetic evaluation, or are you talking about the DNA? Well, that's... Right. That's not going to have an effect on the DNA test. I mean, they're simply looking at the DNA. Right. So it's not going to have any impact on that DNA test. And if it's all going into a genetic evaluation, then the contemporary group effect takes care of it because he's being run with everybody else that's being compared in that same system. So. The question is anything being done on bull fertility or semen fertility from a genetic DNA standpoint? Not that I'm aware of. Now, Allison, are you aware of anything, Allison?
Yeah,
On bull fertility?
The only one I'm aware of is the
Right. Absolutely. I mean, and who knows if we'll ever find them all, but, you know, and that's... Oh, you're asking if there are more DNA markers out there for traits. I mean, there probably are for tenderness and marbling, but even for weaning weight and all of them. Yeah, I think that's the thing. We've only scratched the surface so far, and that's what the new 50K chip and even the bigger ones are meant to do, is to find more and more, because each of them has just such a small effect as opposed to one big effect.
And they would vary.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we look at layering the DNA technology across that operation, a $5 sire verification or parentage on my heifers that saves me 15 minutes tagging them at birth is worth $5. For me, you know, if I'm sorting through replacement heifers, in terms of selling feeder cattle, is a test on those worth anything? Maybe if it helps me manage them. But at that point, I mean, I've bred my cows, I got those calves, I've castrated them, I'm pretty sure they're not going to breed cows again. So we really need to think about how we layer the same technology across industry and how we apply different levels of service to the same technology.
Yeah,